From sidelines to the locker room.
This is unlike anything else that's ever happened in franchise history. Now, I know what I'm saying when I say that.
And everything in between.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
No one covers the team like Jason Wilde.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, but I don't do enough politics.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. Jason Wilde hosts Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. You can also check out his great articles published on channel3000.com. Jason, how are we doing? Oh, is Jason here?
I'm great. How are you?
Sorry, Jason. I don't know if you said anything before that. Okay.
I only said the same thing that I said in a slower tone there. I was going to do my telly, and now I've completely ruined it. So sorry about that. Great to talk with you.
Oh, we missed it. Hey, Josh Jacobs sustained a knee injury against the Giants in Week 11. So, you know, this game, divisional game against the Lions, is so important. What's the status of him? He's saying that he's ready to get back to it, but he's still listed as questionable.
Yeah, so we talked to him last week, and what he basically said to us was, look, the worst-case scenario is I don't play against the Vikings, and then I'll be ready on Thursday against the Lions. And I said, Josh, I kind of think the worst-case scenario is you play against the Vikings, you further aggravate your bruised knee, and then you can't play against the Lions, and maybe you can't play the following week against the Bears either. So they played it smart. He did not play. Obviously, Emmanuel Wilson, his backup, had a 100-yard game. It was great. And now he should be much closer to full health. We fully expect him to play. We'll get the official designations for the game in terms of the injury report tomorrow. It's a weird week when they play on a short week. They don't actually have any practices. I'm still waiting to talk to Matt LaFleur today. We don't talk to him until after I'm done talking to you guys. So it's just a strange Tuesday to be here at Lambeau. But the good news is, I was talking to somebody who works in the building. The best thing about Thanksgiving is if you can go to Detroit and win, it's a quick flight home. You're home for Thanksgiving dinner at like 6 o'clock back from Detroit. And then you got a couple of days off to get ready for your next game. So it's a big one. There's no doubt about it.
Jason, as fans and spectators, we all think, okay, short week, that's a part of the business, whatever, whatever. But can you talk about how difficult it is? Because there are certain days that are designated for certain things, putting in the game plan, having practice, having walkthrough. And all of that is altered when you only have 3 or 4 days in between a game. So can you just talk a little bit about how actually difficult it is, because we just say, oh, short week, and man, that has to be tough. But can you give us a little insight on how tough it really is?
Yeah, I mean, I can't personally, because I don't have to do it, right? But my fingers are a little sore because I've been doing a lot of typing today.
Hey, that's really important.
Right.
Protect
I know,
his fingers.
Yeah.
You're like George Costanza,
exactly.
Hand model.
Exactly. Yes, hand model. Thank you for dropping that reference. I'm proud of you. look, I would say this. Yes, every team has to do it at least once a season with Thursday night football. In the Packers' case and the other teams that are playing Thanksgiving games, they have to do it twice. We were talking to Micah Parsons earlier today about this because, you know, he obviously was with the Cowboys his first 4 seasons, so he always played on Thanksgiving. And it's not like it's a new concept, but to your point, Telly, like, you know, and this is one of the reasons, frankly, that I think the Packers are in a little bit of an advantage here, even though they got to go on the road. Because if you watched Sunday's games, the Packers' defense was not on the field a ton, about 40 plays. The Packers' offense kind of, you know, they ran the ball a lot, but they got out of the game healthy. The Lions, on the other hand, had to go to overtime to beat the Giants. And so they almost played a full quarter more of football. They ran 79 snaps of offense. Their defense was on the field for 70 plays. So from that perspective, it's a little less taxing. But to your point, football is not meant to be played in a 4-day span. It's just not. And guys talk about it being basically like being in a car accident every week. And then you have the rest of the week to get feeling better. And then you're in another car accident the following Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see who's healthier, but it's important to note they are not doing anything other than walking through practices. They're not doing any full-scale practices, and that is commonplace throughout the league.
Jason, I don't know if the Packers have the toughest strength of schedule the rest of the way, but if they're not, they got to be near the top. And this is a team that if they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to go through the Lions, the Bears twice in a matter of 4 weeks, the Broncos going out to Denver, then facing the Ravens at home and ending the season in Minnesota. Is there any talk? I mean, yes, we know the cliche, you take it game by game, but this is a brutal gauntlet stretch for the Packers coming up.
Yeah, you are. I've always said you're a smart guy, but I don't think you know how smart you are. because I have in front of me the strength of schedule rankings for the remaining games. And the Packers have the most difficult strength of schedule in the entire league.
I knew they had
their opponents' average, their winning percentage combined is 636. Indianapolis is next with 627, followed by Chicago and Detroit, and then Seattle. So, you know, the Packers, the Lions, and the Bears, oh my, all have challenges left. And the one interesting thing about the Bears' schedule and its toughness, they don't have any more games left against the Vikings, who are struggling, and their quarterback has obviously struggled in his play, now has a concussion. So looking at what's left on the schedule, the Packers not only have those three remaining division games, including Thursday, but the Broncos and the Ravens are two really good football teams. I know their record, the Ravens' record, doesn't look like it, but those are going to be challenging games too. So, yep, you're right. Hardest schedule left in the league.
He hosts Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin from 9 to noon. Also, check out his great articles published on channel3000.com. His fingers are hurting because he's working so hard for us. Jason Wilde, thank you so much. I will not talk to you
anytime,
on Friday.
Guys.
I hope they have a great Black Friday.
Wait,
I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
No one will talk to me, or just you won't?
We don't even have a show.
So that would
At 4:15... I am going to call you on your personal cell phone and just talk to you for 10 minutes, whether you want me to or not.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. All right. Sounds like a plan. Thanks, Jason.